Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Monday, September 14th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up a penny and a half at 370, December wheat up a penny at 543, November beans up 3¾ cents at 999 and three quarters. USDA said that 140,000 metric tons of corn sold to China back in August is being switched to China. But there were new sales this morning, 350,000 metric tons of corn to China, 106,000 metric tons of corn to Japan, 129,000 metric tons of beans to China, and 318,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. That's most likely China. So that's a total of 456 on corn and 447 on beans. Should help strengthen the market here today. The dollar's down 42 ticks, 92.91. Hopefully that continues on a lower trend, which should help the grains. One negative out there, the ambassador from the United States to China, Bramstad, has resigned after 3 years. We know that U.S.-Chinese relationships have been strained lately. This certainly won't help. The Chinese took some kind of action on diplomats. I didn't quite see what it was here. I just saw the headline. So there's a little tit-for-tat going on out there. But overall, you know, the charts look friendly. We had great closes Friday night, and it looks like we could see some higher prices here this morning with the export sales. We'll get export inspections at 10 o'clock, then we'll get crop progress tonight. I think it's going to be kind of steady, maybe one lower in the crop ratings. I don't think it'll be a big deal, but, you know, this crop is getting to the end, really, the last couple of weeks here. We've had an awful lot of rain. This week looks a little bit drier, a little bit warmer for the Midwest, so that may help finish off the crops a little bit out here. But it's really a tale of demand versus shrinking supplies, carryout shrinking, and the funds are just barely long. They're long about 40,000 corn. They're long a little bit of wheat now. They're long 190 beans, probably 40 meal and 85 oil. So funds are certainly defending long positions, adding to them, and ultimately I think we can see some higher prices. November beans got up to 10.08 and three quarters overnight. That is a new contract high. That goes back all the way to, I think it was December of 2017. So certainly strong action. We broke about 9 cents off of that. I think when the ambassador announcement came out, we broke the beans a little bit. But with the export sales again this morning, I think we could be right back up. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.